The 2020 dollar coin honoring Elizabeth Peratrovich will either have a literal image of the Alaska Native civil rights leader on it, or a raven holding a key, a symbol of her Tlingit raven moiety and her role in agitating for an anti-discrimination law. While a final decision by the head of the Treasury Department is months away, KTUO's Trip Krause explains what's gone into getting the Peratrovich onto the flip side of the Sacagawea dollar coin up to this point.
Since 2009, the reverse of the Sacagawea dollar coins have been redesigned annually to honor Native American heritage. The coins aren't made for general circulation anymore, though coin collectors do buy them directly from the U.S. Mint above face value. Mike White has been with the U.S. Mint for 28 years.
For each year, we go to our staff of artists, and they generate designs. We consult with various Native American groups.
A team of five artists in Philadelphia worked with various stakeholders on coin designs, including the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Tribes of Alaska, the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. The artists want to ensure the designs fit historically and culturally.
We've got a very talented group of artists that works on them. And when we go before the committees, we try to give a real variety of designs and a good representation of whatever the theme that's chosen that year.
The organizations he's referring to are the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee and the Commission of Fine Arts. The Coin Advisory Committee endorsed the raven perched on a door handle grasping a key. The Fine Arts Commission chose a design showing a three-quarters profile of Peratovich with a symbol of her Tlingit raven moiety. The abridged version of Peratovich's story begins when she and her husband moved from Kluwak to Juneau in the 1930s or 40s. As Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand President Cecilia Tavallero tells it, the couple faced housing discrimination because they were Alaska Native.
They found there were barriers, and they were not subtle like they are now. It was very blatant that they were disrespected and told that they couldn't live in certain areas, and they took objection to that and decided to do something about it.
With the support of Alaska Native Sisterhood and Alaska Native Brotherhood, Tavallero says Peratovich took the fight to the Alaska Territorial Legislature.
Seeming like David and Goliath, because there were very many of the senators speaking very blatant negatives about the Native people and basically calling the Native people inferior.
Peratovich is credited with successfully advocating for the passage of Alaska Territory's Anti-Discrimination Act of 1945. Alaska became the first U.S. state or territory with such a law, which guaranteed equal voting rights and equal access to commercial accommodations and services, years before the civil rights movement protesting racial segregation in the lower 48. Rayanne Holmes is the communications coordinator for the Tlingit and Haida Central Council. She says the coin is an exciting recognition.
It's, you know, a perfect way to mark the 75th anniversary of the state of Alaska's Anti-Discrimination Act of 1945. So we can't think of a better way to honor the memory of her as our civil rights leader and that landmark passage.
In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause.